I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We're the morning show that covers Cleveland. You know this by now. Josh Cribbs. We know him as a Cleveland Brown, but man, you were on The Bachelor last night.
Yes, indeed.
Man, did you want to put on a helmet and run down there? Or are you good to go? You were just watching.
No, I was just watching that.
Yeah. How impressed were you with those girls? The way they showed it on television, they did a pretty good job last night.
Oh, yeah, they really wanted to win, I tell you that much.
For people that missed it last night, there was, and this is a little bit of a spoiler alert, as you and also Hanford Dixon were there. You know, the ladies played a football game, and this wasn't like touch football game. Like, this was a tackle football game. And what was your part on the show for people that might have missed it last night, Josh?
I was the coach. I coached the pink team. You know, we put them through drills, and then I made the announcement. Now it's time to put it to the test.
It was hardcore. I mean, it looked really intense. So that wasn't like edited for TV. They got that intense.
It was really intense. They didn't have cleats on, and it had rained a little early. It rained earlier. I was literally kind of fearful for them.
Yeah. He's like, I got to recommend some cleats in this thing. You would know, playing ball so long, man. So did you get to interact with The Bachelor very much or any of the contestants, or did they kind of keep you separate? Or how did that work, Josh?
Oh, yeah. Well, Peter was a big fan. You know, he knew who I was. You know, we played catch the whole time. It was for the most part, it was a lot of sitting around and waiting. So we were playing football the entire time. Me, Hanford, and Peter. Hanford, not so much. He was like, I'm past my prime. I'm going to go sit down. So me and Peter, we're playing catch up and down the field. He's like, man, it's just I get to play in this field by ourselves, you know. So I'm like, well, let's throw the ball. So we just was throwing the ball around for almost an hour.
Wow. How's his arm strength? Because he said football's his game.
Yeah, he was a high school quarterback. So he could throw, and he was showing his arm off.
What an experience for him to get to do that with you. That's so awesome.
Oh, yeah. We had fun out there, man. For me, it was just reminiscing, man. He was thinking about the girls and playing football in this stadium by himself, and I was reliving moments. I'm like, man, right here was when I had the Steelers on fourth down and I converted, and right here I ran for a touchdown, you know, so I'm thinking about all the great things and the memories I had in the stadium.
I do have to ask you, the drama, how intense was it when it got to the end and it was the tied game and they all found out they were going on that date together?
The girls were really upset about that. They were trying to force the coaches and they were trying to force us to, like, you know, make the game keep going because they wanted their alone time with Peter. So I couldn't do nothing about it. I'm like, man, look, the producer said it's over. You know, you guys, it's a tie. And they were bummed. They were so upset that it ended in a tie when they knew they should have won.
It was so much fun seeing Cleveland last night and also watching you, too. Thanks for joining us, man. You did a great job. You looked great last night. And how's the new show going, by the way?
The new show is going great. We're having so much fun at 9 o'clock CBS 19 and 7 p.m. on the CW 43. We're having a blast, my wife and I.